One day after visiting Washington, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met today with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And Ukraine claimed responsibility for another attack in Russian-occupied Crimea, hitting the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Naval Fleet. Today, Nick Schifrin sat down with Ukraine's National Security Advisor in Kyiv to discuss the possibility that Congress will not approve a vital aid package in the course of Ukraine's counteroffensive to free Russian-occupied territory.
Outside Bakhmut, Ukrainian soldiers advance through a moonscape. They won this battle for what was once the village of Andriivka. And in the last few days in southern Ukraine, they pushed through some Russian defenses. But the counteroffensive's cost and challenge are great, says Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov.
How do you think the counteroffensive is going?
Складно, важко.
Difficult, hard. But every day we're inching forward. What I mean is that, unfortunately, it is not only up to us when it comes to the fighting. A lot depends on other factors, which, unfortunately, we have no control over.
Mr. President, it's an honor to welcome back to the White House.
That's a reference to Ukraine's partners, particularly the United States. President Volodymyr Zelensky received a warm welcome yesterday at the White House, but he also walked through a Congress fighting over the administration's next Ukraine aid package. Danilov says the problem runs deeper.
You see, the West has not come to a consensus on what would be Ukrainian victory. They talk about assistance, but not about victory. These are two different things. If we do not have victory, then the very existence of our country and the war that our children and grandchildren would have to fight is only a matter of time. That's why we need victory.
Yesterday, President Zelensky told senators, if we do not get the next U.S. aid package, we will lose the war. Can you explain that? Why would you lose the war if you don't get the next U.S. aid package?
Keep in mind that it is very painful for him to review reports that we receive every morning on how many of our boys and girls have died. And if we had had the capabilities to end this war as quickly as possible, I mean military capabilities, they would still be alive.
But what did he mean?
It means we need help.
So far, the U.S. has sent weapons, vehicles, and ammunition worth more than $46 billion. Danilov suggested if the American well runs dry, there's no backup.
What are you doing to prepare for the possibility of not having as many American weapon systems and ammunition as you've been using? Is there a plan B?
We cannot say that we have some sort of separate discussions about some plan B. We have no desire to engage in some sidetrack discussions.
Yesterday, after an expanded meeting with Zelensky's team, President Biden went even further.
I'm counting on a good judgment of the United States Congress. There's no alternative.
Danilov showed me an interactive map that tracks historic Russian airstrikes and today's front line in the most critical direction toward Crimea.
Are you trying to move farther down in this area to be able to threaten Russian supply lines?
It's very simple. We have to go to the sea.
Today, a Ukrainian cruise missile struck Russia's Black Sea Navy headquarters in Sevastopol, Crimea. Ukraine appears to have increased its attacks in occupied Crimea, including on Russian warships last week.
Well, starting from February 24th, 2022, we're constantly trying to destroy the military potential in the temporarily occupied territory of our Crimea. Several times we have struck the so-called illegal Crimean Bridge, which is the military gateway for the Russian Federation. We have achieved results in attacking Russian warships that fire missiles into our territory.
And Ukraine has also increased attacks deep inside Russia, including the Chkalovsky Air Base that hosts specialist military aircraft and VIP transport planes.
These airfields house support planes for missile launch jets that fire rockets into our cities. So why should we not destroy them? We've been attacking them, and we will keep doing that until Putin withdraws all his troops from our territory.
As for the counteroffensive, the days ahead might be dark, but Danilov remains determined.
Sooner or later, it will end, and I am more than sure that we will win. And it will be a happy ending for our country. It cannot be otherwise, because if the darkness keeps winning, Rest assured that in that case, our country will be first and yours will be next.
National Security Advisor Denilov, thank you very much.